You're with the Oasis on the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Two guests with me this afternoon. Joel Ivany is here. He's the founder and artistic director of Toronto's Against the Grain Theatre. And Canadian mezzo-soprano Daniel McMillan is here as well. Since 2010, the company has enjoyed a reputation for revitalizing the opera form within this city by presenting a wide variety of works, sometimes in interesting places, serious within the craft, accessible to opera goers, perhaps new to the art form. Against the Grain's latest production is Copernicus, a ritual opera of death, which has already earned accolades for its Banff Center workshop performances. The production will be presented at Theatre Past Mirai's main space this evening and will run through the 13th. And Joel, Danielle, welcome. Great to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have said that this piece is Canada's greatest opera ever written. And Joel, I'm talking to you, Copernicus.
Yeah.
Defend your thesis, my friend.
It's a pretty bold claim, but part of that is sort of attributed to this fact that I came to this opera very late in terms of knowing about it even. And it came through reading the New York Times entertainment section where Peter Sellers was quoted saying, "One piece that has got me really jazzed is this Canadian composer, Claude Vivier. He wrote this opera called Copernicus Chamber Opera, and that's what I want to do next." And I said, "I've never heard of this composer."
Isn't that just the way? The U.S. Yeah, selling us back
exactly.
Our own culture.
So, never heard of the composer or the piece. And it said, "This is something I need to unpack more of and find out as much as I could about it." And just the more I found the rich production history it's had over in Europe, and just it deserves sort of more, not just the piece, but the composer, just more attention and sort of focus and music played here in Canada.
So, and it's been performed outside of this country many times, but not that often here. Is that fair?
Not that often here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was drawn to the idea that Montreal's Claude Vivier, who, you know, had this unconventional career and rejected traditional ideas of life, music, and opera, very Montreal when we think of that. But can you give us an example that might illustrate his artistic version and that worldview? What is it you're attracted to about this work?
He sort of approached opera in the same way that I first approached it when we started Against the Grain, in terms of seeing what was given in terms of this is what opera is, and sort of not being constrained to what you're either taught or thought. And he took it and kind of flipped it inside out and said, this is equally what opera could be. And so whether it's a lot of his works, he's created his own text. He's made up his own language. And so 85% of the opera of Copernicus is a made-up language that doesn't have a definition. And so that could be very confusing, very frustrating for those who want the answers. But I think that's part of the reason why he did that, so that the music and the sonic and the dramatics could just kind of wave over you.
Fascinating that Peter Sellers would be drawn to
that. Yeah, surprising, eh?
And a spiritual person, too.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of it. It's whether you believe in the afterlife or anything, he's sort of set this scenario where a woman has died and she goes to this other place. And so that's where we start, in this afterlife. And whether you believe that or not, that's the setting of this. And that's what's kind of hopeful. It's called a ritual opera of the dead, but it's at times we can be very fearful of death, whereas this sort of offers a lot of hope because there is somewhere after in this opera.
Danielle, you have performed Agni before.
I have,
Tell me in Banff, and people liked what they heard and saw. So tell me about this character, and tell me about doing it again.
That was an amazing experience of mine. It was really revelatory for me, and playing it again, I'm very honored to be a part of it once again. So I think it just goes back to Vivier himself, and I think he put a lot of himself in this character, despite his wild lifestyle and his tortured life. I think the innocence that survived in him is shown in Agni as this 7-year-old girl or boy, but in this sense, it's a woman who has died, and this is her journey to beyond that and the meaning of mortality.
Sometimes the tortured artist, this is the one place we can find that lighter side of their
heart. Yeah, sense of purity.
Sure.
Right. Which is also the symbol of Agni, the god of fire, is purity and piety.
How's the production looking? How's the space working for you, Passmarai?
It's a great space. It's kind of very well known within the theater community, whereas for opera, it's not as well known. And so we get to really kind of bring the community, the opera community and the music community into a space and sort of, it's very industrial and very cold in some degree, but then the performers and the music itself really warms that up and sort of really invites us in.
Sounds like you could use the Hearn generating station at some point in your...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad that both of you were here to talk about this. It sounds really exciting. So congratulations on your work on it thus far. Against the Grain's production of Copernicus, A Ritual Opera of Death will be presented at Theatre Passmarai's main space this evening and running through the 13th. Tickets and info available at againstthegraintheatre.com. And Joel and Daniel, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All the best with the run of the performances. You are with the New Classical FM.